You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. The other major story in the political world on Friday, in addition to President Bush announcing $17.4 billion for the auto industry, is the first public comments by embattled and scandal-ridden Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Blagojevich, taking no questions and just issuing a brief statement, said he fully intends to stay on as governor, and he says once all the facts are on the table and he's had a chance to defend himself that he will, in fact, be vindicated. With me now to offer her reaction to Blagojevich's statement and explain where the process towards impeachment stands right now in the state legislature, he is Republican State Senator Christine Redonio, who is the minority leader-elect for the GOP in the state Senate and will assume that position once the new session convenes in January. And State Senator Redonio, thanks so much for being with us.
Not a problem. Happy to do it.
Now, you obviously heard the statement from the governor. He's not backing down. He says he will win this. He says his enemies will not win the day because he has the truth on his side. What was your reaction to not only what he said, but just his demeanor up there?
Well, this was typical combative Rod Blagojevich. This is how he approaches most issues. It's not surprising. The regard that he demonstrated today was primarily for himself and not for the state and how we are able or not able to move forward given the scandal that is clouding over us.
Was there any hope that he might be considering stepping aside for the good of the state? Or given your experience with him, is this pretty much what you assumed he would say today?
No, this is what we assumed he would say. He's made it pretty clear over the last week that he has no intention of resigning. We really are faced with two problems because of his unwillingness to resign or step aside. One is the day-to-day functioning of state government, while it can go on for a while, will begin to be impacted as we move forward and need to get a budget in place. He said a number of his top advisors resign. So there really is less and less leadership at the top. And again, while we can sustain that for a while, it will begin to take a toll. But the second problem facing us is the appointment of our U.S. senator. As everyone knows, Senator Barack Obama was nominated and elected president. His Senate seat is now open. In Illinois, the appointment authority for a replacement lies with the governor. And so to the extent that this governor will not resign, there really is no one to fill the Senate seat. The U.S. Senate has communicated that they would not appoint someone they would not seat someone that was appointed by this governor. And so we would have to change the law here in Illinois in order to have a special election, which is the other alternative way to provide a replacement. That is favored by the Republicans in this state. And in fact, the special election procedure was favored by Senator Dick Durbin, by a number of Democrats when this initially all broke. This week in Springfield, we had special election legislation pending, and the Democrats adjourned the session without dealing with it, I think hoping that the whole situation with Blagojevich would go away quickly. Clearly, that's not going to happen. He's not resigning. The Democrat Attorney General went to try to have him removed by the Supreme Court. That was rejected by the Supreme Court. So we're stuck with this guy.
And so obviously the timetable does not afford the Democrats a chance to let this play out. I guess the assumption was that Blagojevich would be out and the lieutenant governor would be able to then make an appointment. So where do you expect it to go from here since Blagojevich won't go away on his own and an impeachment process won't be over soon enough to allow Illinois to have a new senator when the new Congress convenes here in Washington in early January? Will this legislation now move forward or will Democrats who have the majority most likely block it?
Well, you know, what they need to do is look at the events of today. Again, I think that their reticence to have a special election was based on the fact that Blagojevich would not be the governor. I think the events of this week whereby the attorney general could not get him removed, he's refusing to resign, hopefully they will look at these new events and say, we need to reconvene the General Assembly. We need to pass the legislation to have a special election for the U.S. senator. And that has the additional advantage not only of seating a senator, but also allowing whoever is elected to go to Washington and represent the people of Illinois free from the baggage of this scandal or being appointed or associated with something and the people that are involved in the scandal.
Do you get the sense, Senator, that there's much support for him, even on the Democratic side? It's clear that the Speaker of the House, Mr. Madigan, wants him gone as well. But is there even like a remnant of support for Blagojevich, or is everyone just waiting for him to get out of town?
Even his most ardent supporter voted for impeachment. So I think that everyone wants him gone. The worry that the Democrats have is that as this investigation unfolds, is that many more Democrats will become subject of investigation and people will start talking about other activities that were going on. So the Democrats would love to have this over as quickly as possible to sort of stop the spread of this cancer. But quite frankly, I don't know they're going to be able to do that at this point.
Well, real quickly, what are the stages? We've heard that impeachment takes about 60 days to go through. What are the key stages that take that much time?
Well, the first thing that has to occur is the House sends the Senate articles of impeachment. They could potentially do that even by the end of next week. The difficulty is we enter a new General Assembly beginning January 14th, and it's not necessarily so that this process can transcend one session into the next. So we think we will get the articles of impeachment probably not until January 14th. Then, of course, the Senate has to have a trial. We most likely will not begin that the week that the president is being inaugurated. I don't think that they probably would be looking forward to the impeachment trial going on in the president's home state. So we're looking at possibly not even starting the trial until late January, early February. And then we have to, you know, make sure that the witnesses, that the governor is allowed to have his witnesses. So this could take another, you know, month, 6 weeks.
Last 30 seconds here with Senator Chris Redonio, the rising minority leader in the Illinois State Senate for the GOP. You mentioned that the budget process is coming up. What are some other issues and other areas where progress could be hindered just because Blagojevich refuses to go?
Well, just for one example, we attempted to do some short-term borrowing last week, and the Attorney General was not able to sign off on the documents because that required her to certify that there was no legal issue surrounding the state. And so while we were able to redraft the documents and the borrowing proceeded, those kinds of issues, just day-to-day issues, will come up that will be problematic.
And so the elephant stays in the living room for now, unfortunately, for it seems like everyone in both parties. Senator, thank you so much for your time today. Merry Christmas to you.
Not a problem. You too.
State Senator Christine Redonio, the rising minority leader for the Republicans in the Illinois State Senate. This is Dateline Washington.